Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Denise Baker Enigmenabel, and I want to say hello to the world and thank everybody for encouraging me to do this inaugural show called The Wellness Journey Studio, A Inspired Mind. And let me give you a little detail about how this all came about. I am a massage therapist as a hobby, and a couple of my clients had been talking to me for, it's been pretty much over a year, asking me to do some inspirational kind of things to talk about with people that, you know, just for everyday kind of things that we go through. So I said that I would think about it, and it was pretty much in line with what I do at the studio. I do massage therapy, but I also do wellness coaching. And a lot of wellness coaching is really involved with self-discovery. So they had been asking me and asking me. So I said, you know what, I would consider it and I would take it on. So I want to thank all those who encouraged me to do this. I feel I'm very blessed to be able to do it. And I just want to say that it is encouraging to know that there are a lot of people out there that really kind of, we feel the same way. Like, life is tough. It's not easy. But we just want to do better in the world, and we want to do good in the world. So here we are. So this is my inaugural show. It is very much attached to the Wellness Journey Studio. But it's going to be called A Inspired Mind. So that is going to be the name of this show, A Inspired Mind. And I came up with that name because most of the time I think all of us struggle with, you know, the path to get our feet back on the ground. Sometimes we feel like we're running in place. Sometimes we feel like we're running in circles. Sometimes we feel like we're just running out of time. And I think for all of us, it becomes a real struggle, and then it tends to become a big stressor. So that's how I came up with the name A Inspired Mind, because I think you have, in order to have an inspired mind, there's a couple of things that have to happen. One, you really have to be conscious and become very self-aware of yourself, and most of the time for people, that's one of the biggest struggles, because we are so busy doing other things. We are so busy taking care of others. We are so busy, you know, working on our work careers that we just don't take out the time for ourselves to really get encouraged about what is going on in our life. So I think that's one of the biggest things that happens. And the second thing that happens is we tend to feel like we're running in place. We tend to feel like nothing's unfolding fast enough. We tend to feel like there's no progress, you know, in our lives. So we just feel like we're running in place. And it tends to be okay in the beginning, but then it can become very aggravating because you're really looking for, you know, you're looking for your path in the world, you're looking for your path in, you know, really what you want to do in life, and it becomes really hard for each of us sometimes to get focused on what we need to do for ourselves in regards to what our path, our footprint is supposed to be in the world. And so we struggle with that. And sometimes it's just a light struggle, but sometimes it can become a very high struggle and a very hard struggle. So in order to take a look at it, you have to become self-aware. And probably the most important thing for me anyway is that I believe that you have to have some kind of a connection on a spiritual level. What that is your individual choice. You know, you can pick, you know, the religion you want to follow. You can pick you want to go. but you have to have something that's actually bigger than yourself in order for you to really connect with what we want to, what we call, you know, our higher power. Some people call it a spiritual connection. Some people call it the universal connection. I, as a Christian, call it God, you know, and the path of his son Jesus and how that works in the world for me. So I think you have to have a higher power. You have to have some kind of a connection, you know, to the bigger beyond you, something that's just bigger than you, that you know is bigger than you. And then you want to be able to really be able to connect with that. And in connection, I mean that you want to be able to be still. And I know sometimes we may think we're being still, but we're not actually being still. You know, we are sitting, but there's all kinds of inner talk going on. So your mind is not really still. And so we want to really take a look at how that fits into what our daily lives are looking like, because you have to take that time. You have to take that time to sit still and connect to something bigger than you in order for you to find your path. It just, in my honest opinion, it's not possible if you can't make that kind of higher connection, that it is bigger than you. And in order for you to find your path and what your footprints are going to be, you have to be able to be in sync with that connection of your higher power. This show, this radio blog talk show is just going to be a great thing, because I want to explore all of those things. So in doing so, I think it's important that everybody grab a notebook or grab a journal, and let's begin to really explore, you know, what it feels like to create an inspired mind. It starts with just one step, and that's the step of saying, you know, I don't want to fail, but it's hard for me to get the success that I really want. So to begin to look at that, let's take a look at maybe why people fail, you know, or why people feel that they're failing or that they have failed. And it's not a secret. There's no secret to life. It's hard. It's tough. And some days are easier than others, and some days are extremely harder than others. But the key to not failing is to take one step. You know, take one step each day, you know, and know that your step, it's a step that you are taking with intention, and you're not going to give up, because giving up is not an option. And if you can't do it for yourself, find somebody that you can do it for. If you have children, do it for your children. If you don't have children, do it for somebody you love. You know, and, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, but it can be a relationship. But find somebody that you really, if you can't do it for yourself, if you can't see yourself taking those steps for yourself, then do it. Just figure it out and know that you can do it for yourself. So that's a good thing. And what's involved with all that is it's called taking action. And you have to take action in order to succeed in the world. You know, so you want to really be sure that you want to take action, you know, that you really want to do this and you really want to get back in the game in a really strong way, and you want to create a path that's good for you, and you want to create something that is going to empower you. And in order to do that, you have to be self-empowered. So that's why I always say to all my wellness clients, all my massage clients, is you have to check in with yourself. It's, you just can't jump out there and move along without checking in with yourself. And once you check in with yourself, you have to connect with something higher than you that can allow you to really, you know, pray, meditate, and get focused. Because in order to take action, you have to be focused. And if you honestly asked yourself, have you really ever truly done something positive for yourself, whether that's today or tomorrow, if the answer is no, then that has to change. You have to change that. You have to discover the number one reason why people struggle is because to make their dreams come true, you have to be zoned in on yourself, because you have to be able to develop a plan. We just forget sometimes to put ourselves first. And in order to stop running in place or running in circles, we have to stop making excuses, and we have to really put ourselves first to develop our path. And it's not easy, but we can do it. We know we can do it. So I encourage you to really think about that, and I want everybody to go out and buy yourself a really nice notebook or a very nice journal so that you can, you know, take some, you know, talking point notes and really zone in on them and explore them, because you can really develop an inspired mind if you take these steps. And I want to do this for the world. So right now I'm talking to, you know, my family, my in-laws over in Nigeria. You know, I'm talking to around the world, and I appreciate that I have this opportunity to be able to engage with people and just talk it out. So it's a number one reason that you have to take action is because you have to put yourself first. And in order to develop a plan, you definitely have to put yourself first. In order for you to really feel balanced in the world, you have to put yourself first. And you have to be able to sit still, very still, pray, meditate, and create your, what I call your playbook. And that can only be done when you sink in with that higher level of your consciousness that's not running to the grocery store, not picking up your kids, not running to school, not running from school. It's just when you sit still and say, what is my step going to be for this day? So that's what I want to encourage everybody to take a look at, is taking action and how to put yourself first, you know, and be able to really say each day that you are going to have a one step for yourself each day. And that is just the beginning. Just one step is just the beginning of an inspired mind. So in order to take a look at that, write it out in your notebook or your journal, and start by, you know, you could even ask yourself, who am I? You know, who am I? Who am I in the world? Who am I? all the way around, all the things that you can honestly say, who am I? I am, for my instance, I am a woman. I am African American. I am college educated. I am a believer in God. I am a licensed massage therapist. You know, I am a good person. Start with all those I ams, you know, and see what you come up with about yourself. Who am I? Know that you are a person that is loved in the world, and that only you can take these steps. And it sounds easy, but it's not easy. So I share with you to be able to begin this process with me, because I want to take the journey also, and I want to just one step and begin to develop an inspired mind. So if you want to have a chat and you want to email me, or you have some thoughts or anything like that, I want to share my email address that you can definitely send me your questions or something that you, out of this first show, that you want to take a little further, like an action, you know, being able to take action and what that means to you, feel free to email me at jointhewellnessjourney@gmail.com. So it's jointhewellnessjourney@gmail.com. And you will be able to send me an email, and I will gladly email you back. So this is the first show. It is my first step. It is just the beginning of an inspired mind. And we have some tasks that we want to take. We want to know that we have to take action. We want to know that each day you have to truly think about doing something positive for yourself every single day. And if you feel like you're running in place or you haven't found yourself, that you have to really sit down and take the time to really concentrate on you. Just, you know, it could be, I would like you to do it longer, but just start with 5 minutes. Just sitting very, very still, you know, and letting everything else run out of your mind so that your mind is clear, so that you have a connection that you can make with just the quiet space, you know, in your, you know, just take the quiet space and know that it's considered positive thinking, and positive thinking means looking only at one side of life, and you can ignore the other side, but the other side will not ignore you. So in order to take the positive thinking side, you got to stay focused and have an action plan. So I leave you with those tasks, and I want you to know that we are in this together, and know that just appreciate where you are right now in your life, and know that having success or being able to prosper is about moving forward just one step each day. But it has to be a focused step. So look for the things that you appreciate in life, and know that you should appreciate exactly where you are in that the beginning, and you will be allowing yourself to be able to begin to manifest all the things that you want. There are lots of people who want to experience their dreams and their goals, but I want to share with everybody around the world that we are all human and we are all going through things, and you are standing right where you need to be. You may not stay there forever, but right now you're there and you're on track. There's nothing wrong with you, and what's beginning to unfold in your life happens when it's going to happen, and it will allow you to be able to have some personal growth. So I know I leave you with a lot. I hope that you will listen to this blog talk radio show as a inspirational tool to be able to begin to chart a new course in your life, and know that your higher power is always going to be there for you. For me, it is God, and I am so thankful for where I'm at, and I'm thankful for where he wants me to go and what he wants me to leave for a footprint in the world. So get your journal out. Start taking a look at it. Send me an email at jointhewellnessjourney@gmail.com if you want to be able to talk, and know that having a successful life is about an action plan, and an action plan starts with just one step. And that is the beginning of developing an inspired mind. So I want to do this together with you. I hope that you will join me and take this journey and take these steps and begin to create your own inspired mind. And I look forward to doing this show. Please feel free to email me. My email address, once again, is jointhewellnessjourney@gmail.com. I am close this out just to let you know that everybody is welcomed here. This has a spiritual component. It is not specific to any one religion. And however you want to develop your higher power and your connection so that you can, you know, see your footprint in the world is entirely up to you. I invite you. I will be using some scripture, because I think that the Holy Bible is the best motivational tool and resource in the entire world. My favorite book. I love it. I learn more each day about myself and how I can, turn things around in my own life and move forward. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I look forward to talking with you again, where we explore, and let me review the task. Your task for this are your action steps, and your action steps are going to be to take a look at yourself and find out who you are. So who am I? Who am I? That's your first task. And know that it's the beginning of developing an inspired mind. Your second task is to be able to take the time each day, at least minimum 5 minutes, of quiet time that you spend with yourself. Nobody else, no interruptions, nobody interrupting you. just take the time to be there with yourself and connect and love yourself. Your third task is for you to be able to look at how you are becoming self-aware. And that is the beginning of an inspired mind. So I look forward to talking to you again, and we will just take this journey together. And I said hello in the beginning to the world, and now I want to close out by saying that I believe everybody has a plan and everybody has a footprint to leave in the world. So I invite you to develop your inspired mind. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you soon. This is the inaugural show of the Wellness Journey Studios Inspired Mind. Talk to you soon.